And Regent Bill Johnson is standing in for him for the Finance and Budget Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are two items. Item 3.1, which is on the consent agenda. It was considered by the Finance and Budget Committee. And action item 3.2, which is not on the consent agenda and was not considered by the Finance and Budget Committee. And I'll address each separately, if I may, starting with action item 3.1. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve 3.1.
Second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Do I have any conversation or discussion?
Ask Dr. Minter anything in here, Dr. Minter.
Not today.
So I'm going to miss you being a watchdog for that.
See, that's what you're here for, Larry.
There being no comments or questions, and I'll ask for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, like sign. Any abstentions? Okay. Action item 3.2 is a little bit of a was not an item that was considered by the Finance and Budget Committee. One of the things that's on there, and Jim Cummings is here to address questions, is felt that it was necessary to give a little bit better explanation of the items that are contained in the Statement of Revenues and Expenditures, and that the Finance and Budget Committee should look at that and give it some consideration before it comes to the full board for consideration. So with that in mind, and any questions that might be directed to Mr. Cummings, I would ask that this agenda item be tabled and sent back, or sent to, not back since I haven't been there, the Finance and Budget Committee. There are two ways to do this. One is by unanimous consent, the other is by motion. So, Jim, do I need to add anything? Jim, come here.
No, sir. I think you've covered everything well, Mr. Johnson. And to give you a brief explanation, there were some very good questions asked in the last day or so, I think some by Mr. Johnson, related to some of the figures on this particular item, specifically some budget figures. So it caused us to pause a moment and reflect on how we put that document together. You can imagine how broad a $400 million budget is, and it's difficult to give a lot of detail on a one-page document. So we thought we might revisit that, look at how we pull everything together, and bring back through Finance and Budget Committee in December a revised report with a little bit different information for you.
I'll move to have this recommitted to committee.
Okay.
Table it.
We can do it by unanimous consent. I would ask for unanimous consent. Any objections from anyone? And I have cleared this with Dr. Capps in terms of the parliamentarian rules of Robert's vote. I'll acknowledge a unanimous consent, and this will be referred to the Finance and Budget Committee for further review. And I'm not going to keep everybody up. Chairman, I think that's all that I have.
I'll call on President Ransdell for special recognition and presentation.
Well, first of all, I want to, in addition to the resolution here, I want to thank Patty for seven terrific years of service to this board and certainly to the university as our faculty regent. I've had the opportunity to work with several faculty regents over the last 17 years, and I will say that Patty put more thought, energy, effort, research, homework, due diligence, ombudsman, et cetera, efforts into her role. Many with whom I've had the opportunity to work, and it's I think the campus is very much aware of how seriously she took her responsibilities and the diligence with which she served. So thank you, Patty. Well done. And as I said in an email to Patty when she first gave me notice that she was not going to stand for reappointment, you know, you're at a stage in your academic career where you've got a lot going, and you're at a very important stage in your academic career with your teaching, your publishing, your research, and And that takes time and effort, and you're raising a family and doing lots of things. And I know you're involved in a number of endeavors, a lot of which relate to your academic, your scholarship, but some are just passions that you have, and they take time and effort too. So I know you're going to continue to be actively involved in the life of the university in lots of different ways. So congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I want to thank my board colleagues for the resolution, which is a great honor. And I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you and learning from you and working together for the shared purpose of making this university the best that it can be. And I look forward to working more on my research, my scholarship, and advocacy, and I will absolutely not be a stranger to faculty, student, staff advocacy either. But thank you for making these 7 years incredibly special.
Come on up.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, look, it's home. It's Cherry Hall. That's where I'll be spending a lot more of my time.
Congratulations and thank you. But just because there's no way I could commit all of this to memory, even though I'm pretty familiar with most of it. But Dr. Barbara Birch was is Provost Emeritus, action taken by this board upon her transition from Provost to full-time member of our faculty. She's a civic engagement scholar. She's professor in the Educational Leadership Program in our College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. She has graduate degrees from Indiana University, and her undergraduate degree is here. She is a Hilltopper through and through. Served as Vice President of Academic Affairs and Provost from 1996 to 2010, and was interim president in 1997, while this board was in a search that had an outstanding outcome. she served as Dean of the School of Education and Human Development at California State University of Fresno, Associate Dean, Interim Dean, and Assistant Vice President of Academic Affairs at the University of Memphis. Very active in national and state professional associations, including American Council on Education, American Association of Teacher Education, American Association of State Colleges and Universities, American Association of Colleges and Schools, and on and on. And she's a recipient of the National Provost Award for Leadership in Civic Engagement. And I can go on and on about all of her scholarship and accolades over her distinguished career as an educator. Maybe the most important thing to say is now she is a professor teaching in our Doctor of Education program for students who want to follow in her footsteps with careers in higher education. And I'm confident that her role as faculty regent and a member of this governing board will simply make her a better professor in our education leadership program. And so you're going to be sworn on. I may have this kind of out of order, but we'll go on, and we may be breaking some rule by giving you this hand before you're actually sworn in here, but I'll do this and sit down. But you know very well the importance of this pen and its symbolism, and it's modeled after the WKU class rank, and as you know, only regents have this, and so I know that's something you will take great pride in wearing. Not only while you're on the board, but for the rest of your life. So congratulations, Barbara. I look forward to working with you again. You bet. Thank you. Well done. All right. Now you got work to do.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth, be faithful and true true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute the best of your abilities the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky University according to law. And do you further solemnly swear that since the adoption of the present constitution, you being a citizen of the state have not fought a duel with every weapon within the state, nor how to combat, nor have you sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have you acted as a second during the challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offending, so help you God.
I haven't done that, but I'm not sure what I say. I feel like I haven't.
None of that stuff.
You were pretty firm with the faculty and deans for a long time. I don't know. That duel, you never know. That could have been a...
Well, they were never in duel.
Congratulations, Barbara.
Faculty have other weapons.
I would point out to the board, homecoming is next weekend. You know about the Hall of Distinguished Alumni Luncheon, worked with Julia on that, and homecoming parade and all the things that will occur next Friday, our homecoming activities on Saturday, November 8th. I would also point out the following weekend, November 15th, all of you have received an invitation to a breakfast we'll be doing that morning. For General McCaslin, Robert L. Caslin, who is the superintendent at West Point. They were such great hosts to us last year when we played at Army at West Point, and we want to return the hospitality with a breakfast that morning. You're welcome to attend that. And our football game with Army is at 11 a.m., so it's an early game. But I hope you can join us for those events on the 15th of November. I'm doing some extracurricular activities that morning prior to the Army game. I'm coming into the stadium with the Army Golden Knights from 10,000 feet up, bringing the game ball into the stadium right before game time. So, it'll be a tandem jump. It'll be a tandem jump. There's going to be some guy who knows what he's doing strapped to my back. So. All right. And then on December 12th, our Board of Regents committee meetings and our holiday dinner on the 12th, and then the 13th is our fall commencement ceremony. So those are some things that are on your calendar, hopefully on your calendar, that in the next in the weeks ahead.
Well, I want to...
So did I spring that skydive on you there?
Can kinda? We
like that?
Yeah, right. That's the risk management.
I think this may be referred to committee.
Right, well. Better meet pretty quick because they're counting on it.
We need to talk about the succession planning.
Right. Hey, you're full of encouragement, aren't you?
And his insurance plan. Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's all paid up. Are there any other announcements? I would ask the regents, we need to assemble across the street where the bus pickup is after the meeting. If you all want to just hang together as a group, we out in the foyer here, we can walk over together in a few minutes. So, no other business. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Well done, Julia. Thank you.
All right.
I made the motion.
Yeah, I got it.
Stuff organized here.